2023. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. We have no one signed up for public comment this morning. Do I hear commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move on. Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 470683 through 470699, checks number 470701 through 470752, warrants 8077 through 8078, no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes.
I think we have one more check.
Oh, did we? I'm sorry.
It's not written on here. Would it be 470670 or 690? What check would that be?
470700.
700.
My apologies.
No problem.
Move to approve check number 470700.
Second. Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Abstention. Thank you. Motion carries. All right. Next on our agenda is approval of previous meeting minutes.
Move to approve regular session minutes for February 13th, 2023, and executive session minutes for February
13th, 2023. Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving down, Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission Off-System Bridge Program Agreement, Reno Springs Road, number 23-018, RB Road and Bridge. In front of us, we have our Road and Bridge Administrator, Devin Huff. Good morning.
Good morning.
This would be the for the BRO program for the Reno Springs Bridge. It's a program to where if you get selected for it, you can pretty well get a free bridge. Taney County's got enough soft match money to cover our 20% portion, and it's going to be a much needed bridge replacement than what we got. It's currently underwater quite often.
Is there anything different about this agreement compared to the ones we've had in the past?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, it'll have to be a contractor to do it.
Correct.
The work, since it's BRO money.
And this was recommended when the bridge inspection took place by the state.
It got one of the rankings to where it qualified, and then we submitted an application and got approved for it.
Okay.
Any questions?
So this is an 80-20 match, is that correct? 80% coming from the state?
Our 20% will be coming from our soft match, so technically we're not out of pocket anything.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Nope.
Commissioner White? Hearing none.
Move to approve the Missouri Highway and Transportation Commission Off-System Bridge Program Agreement, file number 23018RB.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda is agreement between owner and contractor for construction contract courthouse rehabilitation number 23-017 commission. So from what I've read through here, there's some wording variance from our original agreement. Is that correct, Commission?
The only thing I was seeing, there may have been, what was pointed out to me was the some of the accompanying documents weren't provided for us to review.
I don't know.
So, Garen, I don't know if you're here to speak on that. You may be just being thrown under the bus. But
maybe. We'll see.
Some of the contract documents, or the general conditions or the supplemental conditions, weren't provided.
Okay.
So we just need to make sure that we know and understand the information to, so we can ensure compliance. So I don't think there's going to be any issues, but we just need to have those documents.
Okay.
Because I guess they're referred to in this agreement.
Okay. Well, I can make sure that's all put together as a package. I thought that was a full package. So.
Well, I was told that maybe it wasn't ready at that time, so.
The only thing I knew of that wasn't prepared for this was the contractor still working with his bonding company to get the bond approved. That was the only outstanding issue for the contractors in, but if there's something else that needs to be.
Well, and just to note on that, the contractors not having problems getting the bond, the bonding company is wanting to verify the true cost of
sure.
the project, so that they know that they can have less risk in their bond, I guess what I'm trying to say. I don't have to say
might not overbond.
You know, if there's not a comparable bid, it's hard to know.
Yes, and thank you.
So what I did is I provided our engineer's estimate to
okay.
Jason so he could provide it to his bonding company. I believe they're still working that.
Okay,
so.
Okay.
That's what I understood, that
sure.
it was still being worked on.
I just
want to
make sure there's no.
It's just, it's a very unique job, so it's hard to kind of put dollars and compare apples to apples.
Right.
So I think with the engineer's estimate, they'll be able to get that. But if there's something, excuse me, that missing from the supplementals, I can be sure to provide that for you all.
No, the way you explained it is kind of the way I understood it.
Yeah. You might get with Nikki before you leave to okay. find out for sure what all she's needing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I don't think we're going to take any action on this today.
Yeah, I don't.
Until we kind of have those
sure.
those other supportive documents.
Okay.
And I understand the bidder was going to get with her maintenance and take one before he did anything or the windows or anything, so I could
yeah.
be sure.
Jason, you with Scott, they picked out a window that they're going to cut out and kind of see what's behind there and block
yeah.
it off, make sure that they're able to order the windows right. So,
mm-hmm.
so it's a big order.
Mm-hmm.
And not knowing exactly what's behind the masonry there, it's they mm-hmm. want to make sure they do it right. So they're coordinating that. I think they've got it figured out. So Jason's just ready to begin all the paperwork's in place. So.
Okay. So at this time, we're in agreement, no action taken until
yes.
until we get those documents. And
yeah.
We'll
are you saying
reviewed.
That he's not going to do that with the window until the agreement's signed and everything in place?
Well, they're already coordinating. They've got some ideas. It probably should cut a hole in the side of the building until all the paperwork's
filled okay.
out.
Okay, that's what I thought I understood.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Everyone good with that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
It's supposed to rain next week anyway.
Get cold.
It's supposed to rain this week, I thought.
Tomorrow, 100% yeah. chance.
Maybe it'll snow instead.
I'll be inside, so.
You'd think they'd just say 99% instead of that 1% chance they're wrong.
That's right.
Well, they got bold. They said 100.
All right. Thank you, Garen. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda, road and bridge cleanup discussion.
So on the approval on that, are we just postponing until documents are available?
Correct, until we get the updated documents. Good morning again, Mr. Huff.
Good morning. Here to talk about the spring cleanup coming up quicker than we anticipate. Normally we have it in April. I have picked April 14th and 15th to have it. If you all are good with that, that avoids Easter weekend. It avoids youth turkey hunt, and it avoids the regular spring turkey at April 17th.
Okay, so this will be a Friday, Saturday?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm good with it.
Now we'll prepare the document and get it sent out to advertise, and then I'll get started on the containers with Nikki.
You have any further discussion on that?
No.
Okay. All right. Then it'll be set for April 14th and 15th, Friday and Saturday, for the spring cleanup.
Thank you.
Thank you, Devin.
When's turkey season, Devin?
Well, the first and the second is the little kids, and the 17th is the adults.
Okay. I want to see if you didn't run into that.
No, I checked all of them.
Okay.
The first and the second is the adults with their kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you said, the little kids?
Yeah. They do pretty good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's 9:12 a.m. We'll be in recess.